This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. It's been a positive day for share trading in New York, as I heard from Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
I think we're getting some recovery from the disappointment we've had here for 3 days now, as people are once again coming to grips with the Federal Reserve raising rates next week.
Are investors betting that absolutely will happen? Interest rates will rise next week?
Yes, I think it's pretty firm at this point. Prior to the employment report last Friday, I think the odds, as implied from various futures on the bond market, were at about 70%, and at this point they're up to 80% already. So I think the market is very definitely pricing it in at this point.
So people have been talking about this happening for so long. When it actually does happen, if it does happen in December, what will the impact be, do you think?
I'm leaning toward the fact that there'll either be very little reaction or there'll be a positive reaction. I don't expect there to be a big sell-off. The big point here is, well, there's really two big points. The first is that the willingness of the Fed to raise rates is a signal that the U.S. economy is in good health. So that right there is a positive. The second factor, and the Fed has been going to great lengths to, you know, emphasize this, is the further rate cuts are going to be very gradual. And that, I think, the market will also take as a positive.
Peter Jankowskis. Well, the Dow ended the day up 0.5% at 17,054. London's main share index, though, was going in the opposite direction. It finished down 0.6% at 6,088. January New York light crude, that was down again by 58 cents at $36.58 a barrel.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.